Things are hopping?
Hopping.
Things hoppin are hopping.
Hopping on Olson Boulevard.
Wow. They're hopping.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get...
Was there a problem? Did we not get to sing enough this week? Is that what it was?
We forgot to play music on Tuesday.
Again?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's 2 weeks in a row. And, in fact, you had made mention, I think, a week ago Monday that someone had specially...
Requested?
Had set you up and said, look, you people haven't been playing music on Tuesdays, and we're sitting around waiting on it. So
you people.
Yeah, and we didn't, so I'm sorry. So if you want to go see Texas A&M women's softball, we got tickets to all of their games. All of their games right now.
Men's softball.
Yeah, 695-1620. 695-1620. Next two people to call give you a pair of tickets to every single solitary Texas A&M softball game this weekend.
That's right.
Because they're in a tournament.
Yeah, it's a five games. As a matter of fact,
it's a five-game package.
Exactly. Two today, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday.
What do you know? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's
there you
go. So you can plan your entire weekend around softball.
There you go.
They had a tough time in California last week.
Yeah, they did.
There are a lot of good teams there, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So would you like to go see the softball team?
Yes, yes.
Well, all right. I've got two tickets for you. Who are you?
My name's Calvin Jackson.
All right.
Coach a little softball.
There you go. Where are you, Coach?
BBGSA here in Bryan College Station.
Good for you. All right, come by. You know where we're located, Crystal Park Plaza?
Yes, I do.
All right, we've got the tickets for you. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. Appreciate what you do. Hi there. Who's this?
Randall.
Randall who?
Randall Walton.
All right, Randall. Well, we've got a pair of tickets to all the A&M softball games this weekend. Come by here before close of business. Well, actually, you need to get over here kind of early. What time do they start today?
You know, 3 o'clock is their first game today.
If you want to catch first pitch today, then you'll need to be here before 3, okay?
Sounds good.
Was that Randall Walken?
Walton. Like John Boy.
Like, okay.
Like the street. Okay.
Walton. Okay.
Like the former president of A&M. That
there
kind of stuff.
There
yeah, that kind of stuff. Speaking of A&M.
Yes. It's a large university in Central Texas.
It is. Okay, so the Democrat Executive Committee of Brazos County wants A&M to, they go, you got some splaining to do? Is that what they want them to?
In a nutshell, yes.
Explain why they're doing this, possibly making the changes there. I don't understand why they think, first of all, that A&M needs to explain that just to them, or why they're questioning that. I mean, it's a move that A&M's making, and I guess, you know, it's like anything else. I suppose if Ben made an announcement that they were cutting the staff here on the AM station between 6 and 9 in the morning.
By two-thirds. Then the three of us are checking each other's cereal every morning.
Yeah, and I'm
exactly.
Very nice. I'm not
some
trying,
sort of death match, you know.
I am not trying
last
to make
man light. Standing keeps his job.
Not trying to make light of the situation.
Right.
I understand it impacts a lot of people. I'm not making light of that. But I have to think that this is not a knee-jerk reaction. I think, as the chancellor said, they were losing about $1 million a year in the food operation, and you got to stop that. And it's a painful situation, and maybe it should have been done in another way, but I don't think that they have to explain what other options they looked at. I mean, I just don't. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see how the Democrat Executive Committee of Brazos County feels that they're the standard bearer when it comes to this. Their Republicans are concerned, too. And last time I looked, isn't John Sharp a Democrat? I'm just saying.
Yes.
Thought he was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Panasonic and Fujitsu are promoting their waterproof cell phones. Companies say that in Japan, all cell phones have to be waterproof because Japanese girls don't get off their phones in the shower.
Oh, no.
That can't be true. I mean, there's got to be another driving force for doing that. But, I mean, that's at least what they're saying here. But, see, and once again, in many ways, the United States is behind the curve in a lot of things that have to do with cell phones. I mean, our wireless communication.
Technology in general. Our Internet's slow compared to a lot of other countries.
Very true.
Our wireless technology is, for one thing, the wireless technology is, and I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing, but it's privatized, and in a lot of countries it's not.
Well, so the other thing is, and many of them never had the hardwired phone system that we have here. Mm. You know, copper wire didn't happen for a lot of places, and so cell phones end up being a far more dependable communication system for them, delivery system, and so as a result, they built into that infrastructure. But talking about that to see, I guess you saw what AT&T did yesterday. They announced that they're pretty much pulling their plug on the all-you-can-eat plan for the smartphone customers. So they've told the subscribers that they'll see much slower speeds if they exceed whatever their monthly usage cap is. And we're talking 17 million subscribers.
Well, that's one reason why, I mean, my carrier was one of the last ones to get the iPhone. Some still don't have the iPhone. But one reason why I've stayed with them is because they offer truly unlimited data.
Yeah, and see, that's they're saying that part of this is AT&T is still not happy because the government wouldn't let them take over T-Mobile, and because they're number two, and they obviously would end up with what the government saw as an unfair market share. But it's interesting because you've got the carriers like AT&T and Verizon Wireless who have really not been happy with the idea that they had to spend a bunch of money, I mean billions of dollars, to build up these networks and then maintain them and then watch people like Google and Apple make all the money off of it. So that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to come up with a plan so that they can monetize a little bit, make a little bit better return on their investment. But we'll see. So yours still does have unlimited, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
At least for now, huh? Well, again, there you go. That's the marketplace, right? You, as a consumer, have a chance. You can leave wherever you are and pay like $745 because you terminate your contract early. But aside from that, it ought to be just perfect. Well, okay, while we're doing all this geeky stuff, 745, it's time for a Jethro trivia. Did you boys do Jethro trivia?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
And we actually did kind of a modified twist on it.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, what I did was we had the options, and we would put a caller on the phone for a prize, and then we would let Tom give an answer and Patrick give an answer, and they could either agree with the boys with one of them,
or like Hollywood Squares,
or they could go out on their own with another option.
Well, let's do that now. 695-1620.
There you go.
Yeah. You could. It's time for I'm Smarter Than Tom and Chase. Okay, 695-1620.
Well,
or
for a prize.
Or it's called Easy Game.
Yeah. 695. So it's either an up or a down, huh? Mm. So, all right. Well, that's good. Okay, we'll do that. So 695-1620 if you want to play along with us this morning. In the meantime, this can't be good. NASA's Inspector General told members of Congress this week that one of the laptop computers was stolen last year that has all the command codes for the International Space Station. That's not good.
So will NASA just go ahead and change their slogan to fighting for relevancy since 2006 or what? I mean,
the unencrypted NASA computer stolen last year, one of 48 taken between April 29th April of 2009 and April of 2011. Did you hear that part? 48 had been taken. 48. Who's this?
This is Thomas.
Thomas who?
Dawson.
What do you do, Thomas?
Just listening to y'all.
Oh, well, that's good.
Really?
Do you have a job or do you get paid well for that?
If you get paid for that, Thomas, I want to work with you.
Yeah. We'd like that. Yeah. That'd be fine. All right, Thomas, here we go. We're going to play Jethro Trivia. It's our odd little game that has to do with pop culture and different things like that. Today's topic is Apple computers. Mm. Apple is expected to announce what new product next Wednesday. Is it the iMac 7000? Is it the iPad 3? Is it the iTunes 11, The Reckoning? That's A, A, B, or C. Tom, what's your answer?
Wait.
Thomas, know the rules.
Thomas, here's the deal. They answer first, and then you get a chance to either agree or disagree with them. So there you go.
Okay. There you go. This would be the iPad 3.
The iPad 3, Tom says. Okay, Chase, what do you say?
iTunes 11, it's The Reckoning.
Thomas, what's your answer?
I agree with Tom. iPod 3.
Did we get that? Did we capture that where this person said, "I agree with Tom"?
You know, because I was just sitting there thinking.
Can we make a promo out of that?
There's four words you don't hear put together in that order very often.
Thanks, guys.
In this case, Thomas, it makes you a winner. Congratulations. So, I've got a choice for you.
It would be second to the phrase, "I think Tom is right."
All right, so Thomas, I got a choice for you. You can have tickets.
There's that bus coming along. I'm laying down for it.
Right. How's the view underneath there, Tom?
One hand on the collar and one on the belt loops, and here we go.
There we go.
All right, so Thomas, here's your choices. You can have a pair of tickets to go see Cirque du Soleil on March the 21st. Drallion is the name of the production.
It's good.
Or you can get...
It's good.
Okay. Yeah. Or you can get tickets.
Did you get a private showing?
Or Texas A&M baseball against Michigan State on Friday and Sunday. Your choice.
Let me have the baseball.
All right, taking the baseball. All right, what's your last name again, Thomas?
Dawson.
Dawson, like Dawson Creek?
Yes, sir.
There you go. You know where we're located. What?
Yes, sir.
All right, fifth floor Crystal Park Plaza.
Did you just invoke the name of a show that was targeted mainly at young women?
I just know it exists. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. How Freudian of you, Scott. Is that what you did with your time off? Did you get caught up on all your Dawson's Creek?
It's only because I can watch, what's the name of the show with the community
the
guy? Yeah. No.
Oh, The Soup.
The Soup. That's the only way I know it exists.
Is all Thomas right. still on the phone? I guess
he's No, he's a long
time. Okay. Well, I was just kidding. If he's listening, this also includes a parking pass. For,
hey, not bad.
For each game. And remember, it is just Friday and Sunday, no Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday you got to fend for yourself or find something else to do.
Termite.